come over the range and get the result. You really had a great job done in the early part of the first half, but the Belmore Hotel Scone Brumbies fought back and fought back pretty hard.
Yeah, they did. We got away to a good start, and then they fought back. And well, they're always a very physical side down here. So we knew that was come. When we scored a couple of tries wide, we thought we could go wide without going forward, and then that brought our downfall. But then when they started going forward in the second half, it started going our way again.
Fantastic group of experienced players, should be able to make it through to the top five there, but you've got a really interesting challenge when you take on Barba. They've had a bit of a rough season, but you've still got to show them a bit of a respect home there at Captain Cook Oval.
Barba's never been any different in the 30 years of football I've played, and coach, they're always tough whenever you play them, wherever you play them. They're a small town, nerdy mentality, and they come, they play with everything, so it's never going to be easy.
And it's great to see that Simon Newton's come back to play, but the Eds and also, of course, the back row have been fantastic for you this year as well.
Too right. Back row's been real good, and Bass there leading them about. Although he's throwing bloody intercepts, I'll get them out of him. he's a good leader. Good leader around the park. It's sure good.
Thanks for your time, Barry. Wish you all the best moving forward. Ben, commiserations on the loss, but in the first 10 or 15 minutes, Walker all over you like a cheap suit, and to bounce back and be back in the contest must be satisfying for the team.
Yeah, it is, Rixie. We trained pretty hard this week. We were focused. It wasn't hard to get the guys up for Walker. We know they're a good side this year. They've only come off one loss. We knew we had to be on today. They did. They jumped out of the blocks quick. I was satisfied with the way that we just kept in the scrap and was able to crawl our way back and get in front at halftime.
Yeah, and it's been a great season for the Belmore Hotel Scone Brumbies, apart from today and a couple other losses. It's just been some great imports there, including Mick Wilson, but also your boys from Queensland have come back there, and Dale Robbo and also Daniel as well in the back row, and they're playing some great rugby as well.
Yeah, definitely. It is good to have them back. They were here when I coached a couple of years ago, and it's, I think they're enjoying the youth now. They're the older heads in the team, and they bring a bit of experience. Having that injection of Mike Wilson and a couple of those young players has changed this year. But I think all in all, the culture at the club's changed, and 50-year anniversary obviously brings that. There's a lot of celebration in the club. We're getting a lot of good support at home games, and I think that's just feeding onto the paddock.
Finally, of course, you've got the Lambert and Torrens Cunanar Red Devils, like yourselves, fighting for that top five spot. They're going to be tough going up there, and it's just one of those things where you've got to win to be able to stay in the top five.
Yeah, that's right. It's going to come down to whoever wins next week is going to make top five. So I don't think it'll be hard for us to get the boys up again. I'll take a lot of confidence out of that today. I know we had a loss, but we picked up a bonus point today. So, we'll get into training this week and focus on hitting Gunnedah. They're always tough to beat at home up there. But we've done it in the past, and there's a lot of belief in this group that we can beat top five team.
Thanks for your time, Ben.